You're listening to Sounds Good. I'm Tracy Ross, and my guest today is our very own Morning Edition host, Todd Hatton. You may remember the movie Inherit the Wind, or maybe you've heard about the famous monkey trial, and you might recognize the name Scopes. What you may not realize is that John Scopes was born in Paducah, and he's buried in Oak Grove Cemetery. And you'll know a great deal more about Mr. Scopes when I Am John Scopes is presented by Todd Thursday evening at 7 at the McCracken County Public Library's Evenings Upstairs. Todd is kind enough to come in on his vacation this week and talk a little bit about the presentation and about the research that he's just completed down in the great state of Mississippi. How are you, Todd?
Pretty good. I'm always up for a little shameless self-promotion, so no problem coming up here. It's been a very wild period doing all of this research about someone that for a long time. There's been a Kentucky State Historical Marker on MLK Drive, right by Oak Grove, a football field's length away from where he's buried. And, you know how they say familiarity breeds contempt. After a while, you stop seeing things that are like that in the background, and you just never really consider it until you stop and think, that's the John T. Scopes that the monkey trial was named for. That's the guy who they made a movie about, sort of, called Inherit the Wind.
All the documentary work that comes out of the WKMS newsroom is tied in either greatly or at least partially to this region.
Right.
So pretty much the stories you're going to tell are constrained only in so much as they have to have a connection to this region.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine John Scopes might have been a story that you would have really wanted to tell even if he didn't have that connection. but tell me how the genesis of this presentation, which I should say is going to become a WKMS documentary, how did this come to be?
The presentation or the idea? Well, it was kind of part of a series that I wanted to do about prominent and influential people from this area. And immediately three leapt to mind, being from Paducah myself, it was kind of a no-brainer to think of Irvin Cobb and Alvin Barkley and John Scopes. And I think that they've kind of faded a little bit in our collective memory because, I mean, even though there was a joke when we were doing Irvin Cobb last year that if it isn't named after Cobb in this region, it's named after Alvin Barkley. But there's not a lot of that kind of recognition for John Scopes, even though he was born here. He was, for the most part, raised here. He never considered anywhere else his hometown. There doesn't seem to be a lot of awareness to it. And November of 2013, Dr. Jerry Coyne came down to lecture on his book, Why Evolution is True. And I just happened to casually mention to him that, did you know that John Scopes was from Paducah? And Jerry is a very understated guy, so his reaction was, oh. So, and I said, well, and he's actually buried here as well. And he wasn't aware of that. I mean, whenever you talk about the controversy between evolution and creationism, it's hard to avoid the Scopes trial and thereby John Scopes. So that really prompted me to start thinking about this is something that we need to talk about. We need to let people know is a part of this region.
Tell us a little bit about what you were doing down in Mississippi. Did you have a few things in mind that you wanted to find out, or was it more of I'm going to wander down into Mississippi and see what I discover about John Scopes?
Mississippi, I drove through it.
That's all I did.
Now, in Texarkana, Texas, on the other hand, I spoke to Jim Presley, who...
Elvis's brother.
who collaborated with John Scopes on his memoir, Center of the Storm. And they were very, very, very good friends. Excuse me. And then I drove down to Lafayette, Louisiana, and spoke to John T. Scopes, Jr., and spoke to him for a little while, a very gracious gentleman who is a Paducah native as well, and then hopped over to Gunnersville, Alabama, to speak to the second of John Scopes' two sons, Bill Scopes, who is retired there.
Now, I don't want you to reveal anything that would spoil the presentation coming up Thursday, but can you give us a little tidbit, a little snippet, something amusing, an anecdote, just some little thing that you learned that you did not know before this trip into the South?
That John Scopes had an IQ of 167.
Not surprising, but still impressive.
Now, that is very, very impressive. I mean, and given that his family still has extended relatives in this region, Bill Scopes told me the story of Bill Metzger, who is a cousin of Scopes and was on a bomber crew in World War II and was shot down over Germany and was a prisoner in Stalag 17. And if you're a William Holden fan, those two words, Stalag 17, mean a great movie and a great play. And there was a character in the movie, the kind of the prankster kind of character, that was based on Billy Metzger. I did not know that. Unrelated, but I did not know that.
So tell us about the presentation coming up Thursday evening. What are you going to cover? Is it going to be just a thumbnail of this man and his life? Or are you going to dig a little deeper into certain aspects?
Well, I think there's a lot. There are a great deal of aspects to dig deeper into. And yes, we're going to kind of touch on, you know, the basic biographical information, but we're also going to talk about why he is far and away more significant than a lot of people will generally tend to give him credit for. I mean, if John Scopes hadn't decided to do this, and it was he volunteered to stand for this trial would not have happened. And it's very likely that we would be talking about this controversy, such as it is, a lot differently than we do now. I mean, before 1925, the conversation about Darwin's theory of evolution was a bit more academic. It was a bit more, it was confined more to the universities and the seminaries and theological schools. This really popularized and broadened the conversation. And I dare say you would not have had, you know, the landmark Supreme Court cases and federal court cases that you had that have been litigated and that, frankly, the cause of the theory of evolution has never lost. And you would not have that ongoing debate, that ongoing conversation about it today. I don't believe you would have had it in this sense were it not for John Scopes saying, yes, I'll do it.
The presentation is Thursday at 7. What's the title of it?
I Am John Scopes. And I call it that because that's, you know, a lot of times you say, well, John Scopes is from here. Oh, really? He was in the trial, right? Yes, he was. And that's all they know about him. And he had an incredibly rich life. He had a life that would have been remarkable had he never been involved in the trial to begin with. That moment of decision, that leap of courage right there, I think just kind of bumped it up into that next level. But it's by way of an introduction to John Scopes, a Western Kentuckian and Paducan.
There's no charge for this presentation. About how long do you expect it to run?
Well, I don't know. The presentation is, I'm going to try to keep it under, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, because I actually want to get to the Q&A portion of it.
But that there's going to be a lot of those, too.
I hope so. I mean, I've been given to understand that there's it should be promising in attendance, and I'm looking forward to hearing stories from other people who may have their connection, who may have their anecdote, and I frankly can't wait for that part of it.
And as program director, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least talk just very briefly about how do you see the documentary coming out? Do you have the narrative in your head already? Do you kind of know how it's going to sound, or are you still deep in the research phase?
I'm kind of passing the research phase. I'm, you know, going and talking to Jim Presley and John Scopes Jr. and Bill Scopes. I'm still kind of reacting to that because, you know, you find out a lot of things and it begins to change or deepen how you perceive your subject. And when you research something for a documentary, you're going to be in there for a while and you begin to feel like you live with this person, your subject. And it hasn't changed my overall opinion, my overall really admiration for John Scopes. But it really has deepened it. A lot of really good stories in there that I think demonstrate that he was indeed quite a remarkable man.
Todd Hatton, Morning Edition host, award-winning documentarian, a historian, a roundabout a Renaissance man. Thanks for taking a few moments out of your busy day to drop by Sounds Good today.
Truly, truly busy and always a pleasure.
You're listening to Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.